Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine today with a high of about 81 degrees. Sun is shining brightly all over southeast Wisconsin, 68 right now in Kenosha, 62 in Burlington. It's 70 in Milwaukee, 71 in Racine. Perfect weather over the weekend, a lot of folks hitting the water. Lake Michigan, other waterways around Kenosha and Racine counties. Silver Lake at DeWitt Beach, a little bit of a problem there, and E. coli warning was in effect. That was posted as of last Friday. It is still in place as of this morning, pending further test results. E. coli tends to increase during the summer when you got rainfall, but of course it's been dried lately. So the other likely sources, fecal matter from animals and or humans or sewer systems. Anybody who's been going into the water at that beach been urged to wash thoroughly afterward and not to swallow any water. Two men were headed to the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, but they were killed in the crash of their small plane in Kenosha County over the weekend. The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA now looking into the circumstances. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department was contacted by the Sheriff's Agency in Winnebago County and about the aircraft that was almost 20 hours overdue. Kenosha deputies began a ground search. The Wisconsin Civil Air Patrol came in. They did the air search. They spotted the crash site about midday in a grassy field several hundred yards south of a residence in the 16800 block of 60th Street in Bristol. Both the occupants found deceased. Their names, where they were from, where they were going, and all that. They get to the air show in Oshkosh. That is all still unknown at this point. A news release says it appears, though, the crash occurred about 24 hours previous to that point. Fiat Chrysler going to have to shell out a record $105 million in a fine. That for recall lapses that cover millions of vehicles. Mark Chase says more on that.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in announcing the penalty, says the company admitted to failing to properly execute 23 recalls covering 11 million vehicles. As part of the settlement, the automaker agrees to repurchase some of the recalled vehicles and undergo rigorous federal oversight. The lapses include some older Jeep models that had rear gas tanks that could rupture and catch fire. I'm Mark Chase.
In Racine, look for flashing school zone warning lights to be placed at West Street and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive for the upcoming school year, the result of Steve Avilum and Norma Diaz going before the Traffic Commission 8 months ago to say that something is needed to make it safer for the students because of the traffic. At the most recent meeting, engineer and assistant DPW Commissioner John Rooney explained that their study of the situation indicated there's really not a speeding problem, but there is enough reason to go with that flashing school safety beacon. With the kids there, it might make things a little bit better.
During normal operations outside of school, the average speed is 27.2 miles per hour. It actually is less than the speed limit. And then the 85th percentile speed, which is the speed at which 85 out of every 100 drivers drives at or less. However, what we found when we looked at the tube counts and we broke them down by each incremental 15-minute period is that actually while the traffic doesn't speed during normal operations, none of them comply with the lower speed limit of 15 miles per hour when children are present.
Rooney and DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen indicated that the $2,000 cost for the solar flashing school zone warning signal probably available somewhere within the DPW budget. Traffic Commission unanimously supported the move, Avila expressing great satisfaction with that decision. The Bus Drivers Union and Milwaukee County Transit System scheduled to get back to the bargaining table this week, both sides to meet Thursday for the first time since before the drivers went on strike 3 days earlier this month. A meeting to discuss the release of three convicted sex offenders back into the Racine community, as required by state law, is going to be held at 6:30 this evening inside the Richard Polzine COP House at 1900 16th Street.
Information will be discussed by local and state justice officials about the release of James Dockstader, who will be living at 4800 Durand Avenue, Gary Sutton, who is residing at 4606 Durand Avenue, and Jose Trevino, who will be living at 1430 Washington Avenue. The meeting is informational only, and because adult subject matter will be discussed, it's recommended no children attend. Dick Whelan, WRJN News.
No longer just a reported cat-like creature on the streets of Milwaukee, a police officer spotted that animal over the weekend, and there was a large police presence, at least in one particular neighborhood. There were guns in hand with the officers. The DNR staff was there with their tranquilizer rifles. Pretty scary for a lot of folks living there.
I'm concerned for my kids' safety because I don't want them being attacked by a lion. or a cougar, because that's scary.
One police official said an attempt to force the animal out in the open with canines barking didn't work. Now there's concern the big cat is a little stressed out and might be just hunkering down near some thick vegetation where it was last seen. In Milwaukee, an autopsy scheduled today on 44-year-old Michael Lutz. Now, he's a former Milwaukee police officer, also an aldermanic candidate, who apparently took his own life in front of Menominee Falls police with a brief tactical situation, finished fourth in the recent primary to fill the late Joe Dudzik 11th aldermanic seat on the Milwaukee Council. More than 41,000 people every year in this country take their own lives, and in Kenosha County, that figure is 350 going back the last 15 years. Local support group now going to start to meet on August the 11th for survivors to try and share their grief, get support, and know that they're not alone in this difficult situation.
The Survivors of Suicide Support Group will take place on Tuesdays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Piasecki Alt House Family Services Center at 2002 52nd Street in Kenosha. Among the topics that will be covered, why did this happen and why didn't I know? Healing your hurt by sharing your story with others and overcoming the stigma of suicide, what to say to friends, family, and coworkers. For more information or to register, call Debbie Ruber at the Kenosha County Division of Health at 605-6722 or by email to debbie.ruber@kenoshacounty.org. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
German hand tool manufacturing company picks Racine County in which to locate a regional sales and service facility, specifically Grandview Business Park in the town of Yorkville. It should be open and operating by the end of September. Stauffville Tools LLC designs and makes hand and special purpose tools for the aerospace, transportation, general trade industries. Second German manufacturing company to locate in Racine County, the result of foreign direct investment efforts with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. A news release indicates this deal goes back to an April trade mission to Western Europe by Governor Walker, which included an RCEDC representative. Focus of attention with all the Republican presidential candidates continues to be Donald Trump. And what has he said now? He was out on the campaign trail over the weekend in Iowa, and Governor Scott Walker drew some of the criticism from the Donald. The attacks coming with Scott Walker's leadership in Wisconsin after the Walker campaign sent out a little fundraising invitation which referred to Trump as, quote, a dum-dum.
One of his people hit me, and I said, hey, now the gloves are off. Scott Walker has not been particularly nice to me, especially since he's been in my office and I helped him. But the real truth is that Wisconsin's a mess right now. It's a mess from an economic standpoint.
Meanwhile, the Donald may be getting all the attention, but Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus on NBC's Today Show said the Republicans have a good list of presidential candidates, and plus it's still early in the process.
You're going to see a lot of different people surge and move ahead, move behind. I think even Donald Trump had recognized that, and so it's going to be a long process. I think we've got a varsity squad out on the field.
Priebus also believes it would not benefit Trump to run as a third-party candidate should that situation arise. Trump, with 18% support among the latest GOP voters in a CNN ORC poll that's out today. Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, 15%, and Governor Scott Walker with 10%. WRJN.com, it is your source for our local news. Go to our webpage, find the podcast in the local news section. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.